I agree 110% with the Harrison Butker commencement speech that he gave 4 days ago at Benedictine College. For us as devout Catholics, nothing of what he said is new. For the world out there and for social media, it is new. It is shocking. What topics did he talk about? He talked about a return to tradition. He talked about a love for the TLM Mass, the fact that there needs to be renewal in the church, that priests are oftentimes not living their vocations and they need to, that often married people are afraid to embrace life and afraid to embrace their vocations, that women have this amazing call to be homemakers, and that's one of the most beautiful callings that any woman or human can ever have. All of these things are things that us as devout Catholics already know and already embrace. What's new here for us is his boldness and his courage. He knew when he was giving that speech that he was going to be eaten alive by the world, and he didn't care. He knew this. We need this same type of courage. As we speak in the world as it is, many of us that are devout Catholics are deeply afraid. We're like the apostles in the upper room, locked together in our own safe places. And he gives this amazing example in his speech about the movie Silence, a movie which I really, really liked. And he talked about how this priest is portrayed at the very end, where he renounces his faith, and yet he's clinging to the cross in secrecy and in his own privacy. And he refers to Bishop Barron and the critique of that movie, that he says, this is what the world wants of us, for us to renounce our faith and at the most live it privately, afraid to share it. We must not do this. This is being recorded, and his speech was being given, no coincidence, during the novena to the Holy Spirit. We need to pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in all of us, that we could have this same boldness, no matter the consequences to us personally, or to our lives, or to anything surrounding us, that we could proclaim the faith boldly, because there are people out there that will be convinced. There are people out there that will hear what this man has to say and what others have to say about the Catholic faith, and they will be drawn to the truth. But if we do not speak, they will not be converted. And if they are not converted, their blood is on our soul for all eternity, and we cannot have that. So my friends, without much further ado, here is a link to that commencement speech. Listen to it in its entirety. It is 20 minutes long. It is worth your time. And then pray for this man and share this with your friends. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. I will see you in the next one.